Bulletproof Radio, a state of high performance.
You're listening to Bulletproof Radio with Dave Asprey.
Hey there, ice bath lovers. Do you want to take your cold exposure game up a notch with some contrast therapy? Well, you should, because cold plunges and contrast therapy can lower stress, up your immunity, and even help you sleep better. It works better than just cold therapy alone. Well, now you can do that with the new Michael Phelps Chili Goat Cold Tubs by Master Spas. Whether you want to relax in a hot soak or get energized with a cold plunge, the Michael Phelps Chili Goat Cold Tub has you covered. You can easily hop out of the hot water, get in the cold water, and go back and forth. When you do that, you get better results in less time, and that's what biohacking is all about. Go to chiligoattubs.com, use promo code DAVE500, and you can save $500 on any Chili Goat cold tub. I have one in my backyard. That's chiligoattubs.com, promo code DAVE500. Everyone's talking about red light therapy beds, and for good reason. There's a company called ARRC LED that's building an entirely new class of LED devices. ARRC LED beds integrate proprietary scanning technology and frequency protocols to shape the delivery of six different wavelengths in dose-optimized photobiomodulation. Yes, that's a lot of words. What it is, though, is that photobiomodulation improves the underlying energetics of the cells in your body. And those changes can benefit nearly every tissue and organ and system in your body. You change your cells and you change your life. For more information, visit arrcled.com.
Hey, I'm Dave Asprey with Bulletproof Radio. Today's cool fact of the day is that goldfish, which are reported to only have about a 3-second memory, actually can remember things for up to 5 months, which is why you might want to take care of your own memory.
Quick question for you. What makes you feel more invigorated, less stressed, and more in control of your body? The answer, more energy, specifically more quantum energy, because our bodies are quantum systems. Leela Quantum Tech has figured out a way to harness quantum energy so you can reach a state of vibrancy that you've probably never felt. Dozens of studies show that Leela Q's products neutralize the effects of harmful EMFs around us and even release positive energy that can improve your blood flow, optimize your heart rate, and other benefits. Leela Q has some heavy science backing it up. A recent study looked at people who use Leela Q for just 10 minutes. The study used a special blood illumination technique called dark field microscopy, and it showed significant protective and improvement effects on blood flow. So take a quantum leap into higher vibration at LeelaQ.com/Dave and claim your exclusive 10% discount.
Today's guest is Alan Cash. Alan's never been on Bulletproof Radio. He's the CEO of Terra Biological and the clinical trials supervisor and medical researcher for Upgraded Aging, which is why I was talking about goldfish memory before, because if you can do upgraded aging on your memory, you're going to like what happens as you get older. Protecting those neurons is something that I do every single day. You, if you were at least at the Bulletproof Conference, would have already heard Alan Cash talking about oxaloacetate, the active ingredient in upgraded aging. At the Bulletproof Conference, I asked the Bulletproof team to interview Alan Cash while I was on stage presenting so I could get this content out to you. Alan is an amazing, amazing researcher, and I'm really excited with how this podcast turned out. Enjoy the interview. I came up with the questions myself, and Alan and I have met and talked many, many times. I just couldn't be there in person to get this info out to you on video. This is an amazing podcast. Check it out.
So, Alan, thank you so much for being here with us today. Can you tell us what you're speaking about at the 2014 Bulletproof Biohacking Conference?
Absolutely. Thanks for inviting me. I'm going over some recent research on oxaloacetate, which is part of the Krebs cycle. It's as up here in the upper left-hand corner. This way it goes to citrate, this way it goes to malate. And when we give oxaloacetate to animals, we wanted to see what happened to their brain. And we saw some really exciting things. One, we saw an increase in mitochondrial density. So those are the little power plants that make your cells work. It gives you energy. So by increasing the amount of that mitochondrial mass, we're seeing an improvement in brain functioning. The second thing we saw is that glucose uptake is improved. So here's a way, you know, as we age, we lose the ability to bring glucose into our cells. So it just starts circulating in our bloodstream and the levels go up and up and up and up. This way, it's being brought into the cells where it can be used by those little mitochondrial power plants. So that's exciting too. And then we saw a decrease in brain inflammation, which is always a good thing, because that's another thing the aging brain tends to do is be saddled with inflammation problems. And the last thing we saw, which is just incredibly exciting, is an increase in the number of neurons that are produced by the hippocampus. Now, it used to be thought that as we age, the brain was static and, you know, if you lost those brain cells in college, you'll never get them back again. I know you know what I'm talking about. But what really is happening is there's a place in the brain called the hippocampus, which is constantly producing new cells and to replace the cells in our brain. But as we age, that ability declines and declines and declines and declines. So here is a method that we found that's able to turn the body's natural process of producing those cells back on and produce them at a much, much higher rate. So we're replacing those cells that were damaged in the brain. Very exciting stuff.
So I know we're going to dive more into that in a minute, but can we start with you telling us what Terra Biological is?
Terra Biological started off as a research company. I was doing postgraduate work at University of California down in San Diego, and my partner was working at UCLA. And we looked at aging, specifically, why does calorie restriction increase lifespan? I mean, it does this throughout the animal kingdom, from the single-celled animal all the way up through primates. We have like 30-year tests in monkeys now, and possibly in humans. I mean, we see a lot of good things in humans with people who calorie restrict. Why does this work, though? It was discovered in the 1930s. In 80 years, you think we'd be able to figure out what's going on. And some of that work in the molecular basis of calorie restriction started in mid-1990s and continued on, well, through today. But one of the things we found is an increase in the NAD to NADH ratio seems to be the start of the whole process. And that then activates this chain of molecules that turn on genes and turn off genes that improve our overall health and condition. So very exciting stuff. So we started off as a research into this back in 2004, and it started getting more and more exciting as we gave this one compound, oxaloacetate, which again, part of the Krebs cycle. It's a human metabolite, it's in every cell of your body. When we gave this to animals in excess to what they normally have in their diet, they started to live longer, by a lot, 25 to 50% longer. So we started in very simple animals like worms, and then we went to more complex animals, flies, and then mice, and we kept seeing this increase in lifespan just like we did in calorie restriction. And we thought, well, I wonder if anyone's ever given this to human beings. So we started looking through the literature, you know, the scientific literature, and what we found is a clinical trial that was done back in the 1960s in Japan. And they were looking at oxaloacetate for diabetics because a mountain plant, traditional Japanese and Chinese herb, Eunomia salatus sieb was the Latin name, was found to help with diabetics. And so they looked at all the components of this plant and found that oxaloacetate was the thing of interest, and they did a clinical trial with it. They took 25 people, and they all had reductions in their fasting glucose levels without side effects. And I thought, you know, this is pretty exciting stuff. I mean, here, a human metabolite, a natural compound, we're seeing reductions in fasting glucose levels in diabetics of, on average, of 25%, which is huge. where's the follow-on work? So I'm searching through the literature and searching through the literature. I couldn't find any follow-on work. So I flew to Japan and I interviewed the department where this all took place. And the conversation went something like this. I said, you know, are you familiar with this paper? And they, oh, yes. We wrote that paper. I said, oh, great. You know, I said, you know, were there any issues with the oxaloacetate or the test? And they, no, it worked quite well. I said, where's the follow-on work? And they said, oh, no follow-on work. And I said, wait, you've got a natural compound, a human compound that reduces fasting glucose levels in diabetics, and you're not following up with it? What? Why not? And they said, well, it's a natural compound. And I said, yes. And they said, no patents. And that was the end of the conversation. So although it's not perhaps being able to patent it for diabetic use, for anti-aging, it's certainly very exciting.
Well, that brings us to the Bulletproof Upgraded Aging Formula. Can you tell us what that is?
Well, Bulletproof Upgraded Aging is a combination of 100 milligrams of oxaloacetate and 150 milligrams of vitamin C. And we combine the two together because they work a little bit synergistically, and they also help to preserve the oxaloacetate. When we first started working with the oxaloacetate, it degraded almost daily. I mean, we had so much trouble. We had to learn how to synthesize it and stabilize it, thermally stabilize it, so that we could have a two-year shelf life, so that we could, you know, use it as a nutritional supplement, which is probably why you don't see it anywhere else in the marketplace. But after we learned how to stabilize it, we found that adding vitamin C to it helped with that stability. So that's what it is. It's a very simple compound. You know, there aren't any excipients, there aren't any colorants, there aren't any preservatives. It's in a veggie shell of a capsule. We had to actually pay more to take out all that stuff and just have a pure product. But I think that's what Bulletproof's all about.
What does it taste like?
It's a cross between an orange and a lemon, or excuse me, an orange and a lime. Because it's in the citric acid cycle, it has that characteristic citric taste, but it's a little different, and I actually kind of like the taste. I open up some of the capsules, and I'll put two or three in a glass of ice water and stir it up and with a little bit of honey, and I think it's great.
Biohackers strive to achieve better cognitive function daily. Can you share with us some new research in cognitive functioning and how it can be achieved?
There was just a paper published in the Journal of Human Molecular Genetics in July of 2014. I mean, this is hot off the press, where they took oxaloacetate and they fed it to mice. And they wanted to see what was happening with their brains. And the reason they wanted to do this was some preclinical work. They were looking at perhaps using this compound for Alzheimer's disease. And I'm not suggesting that you use this for any disease. It's a nutritional supplement. So they looked at giving oxaloacetate to mice, and what they found is an increase in mitochondrial density in the brain, and the little power plants that power your brain, that power your thoughts. They also found the brain was able to uptake glucose at a much higher level. So not only are we building more power plants, we're providing more fuel into the cells to power the brain. And then we saw a decrease in inflammation in the brain, which is always a good thing. And the last thing they saw in the paper was an increase in the number of neurons that were produced in the hippocampus. And not just the number, but the length of the connecting dendrites, I think that's the word, that connect the neurons. So these little fibers are longer to allow them to interact a little bit better. So pretty exciting stuff.
So you brought up mitochondria. What are mitochondria and how do they feed the brain?
Mitochondria are there's debate on what they are. A lot of people feel that they're a foreign organism that were brought into a cell and they got along so good together that they stayed that way. They have their own DNA, which is interesting. It's not very many genes, I think 13, but they work together with the nucleus. And one of the things that the mitochondria do is they provide ATP, which is our energy currency, our Bitcoin, of how to run the cell. And it does that through a chemical reaction, taking glucose in and breaking it down and producing much more ATP than other processes. And one of the interesting things about mitochondria is they've been tied to so many disease states lately. It just seems like every chronic disease that's out there is tied to misfunctioning mitochondria. So one of the things we should aim for in any kind of nutritional supplement is keeping your mitochondria healthy.
So what are the steps to take today to build more mitochondrial mass?
We've learned a couple of interesting things about how to build more mitochondrial mass. One is calorie restriction. Eat less, a lot less, like 25% all your life. So put down that spoon of ice cream and a lot of other things. You know, it's kind of funny. I tried calorie restriction for 30 days because I study it. And I know you'll find this amazing, but my wife suggested that I was irritable. I know that it's a rumor, but it's hard to calorie restrict that way. I mean, there are people who do it, and my hat's off to them. I think they're incredible, but food is such part of our life, and you want to be able to enjoy that part, but you also want to be able to increase your mitochondrial mass. So how do we do that? Well, one of the ways is through oxaloacetate supplementation. Another way you can do it is through chronic exercise. Run several marathons every week. But that also takes a toll on your body too. So we're thinking that the oxaloacetate might be the have your cake and eat it too supplement.
So how is aging a major threat to cognitive functioning?
How is aging a threat to cognitive functioning? Well, there are several issues there. One, we see a decrease in mitochondrial density, and that's the little, you know, the power plants that power your brain and your thoughts. So as those decrease, the brain fails in its ability to get the job done. Another thing we see is glucose, which is circulating through our bodies, you know, from the food we eat. The brain has difficulty in taking that up. And if you can't get that glucose into the cells, it doesn't do you much good. As a matter of fact, it does you a lot of harm because that glucose can then react with other proteins that are floating around and cause these advanced glycation endpoints or age points, which are, you know, the acronym says it all. They're age-related molecules. And then lastly, we see that the hippocampus, which generates new cells in the brain to replace the cells that die off, lose its ability to do that as we age. So your ability of your brain to repair itself, you know, for a while we thought the brain couldn't repair itself. Now we know that it can, and that's very exciting. So how do we stimulate it to not only repair itself, but to keep it very top shelf? And that's some of the things that we worry about with the aging brain.
The idea of brain inflammation might scare people, but in reality, it actually happens to all of us, right?
Well, as we age, yes. There's a lot of other causes of inflammation in the brain other than just aging. One is like a bacterial infection or a fungal infection, mold, you know, chlorinated pesticides has been shown to increase inflammation in the brain. Head injury. There are a lot of different causes for brain inflammation, but certainly aging is one of them, and you know, hopefully that happens to all of us.
So what can we do to lessen brain damaging inflammation?
Well, it's kind of interesting. Oxaloacetate's been used in Europe now in clinical trial. They're looking at closed head injury with, you know, for instance, in football or car accidents or whatnot. What they've seen in animal models anyway is that when you get hit in the head, the actual damage to the brain is only about 20%. 80% of the damage to the brain is caused by something called a glutamate bloom. It's when your neurons excrete all this glutamate, and that excites the neurons so much that it kills them. We call it excitotoxicity. It's too much of a good thing. And if they can reduce that glutamate level, they, in at least in animal models, they've been able to show 80% less brain damage from closed head injury. That's exciting. And that's one of the things that they're looking at very closely in Europe with oxaloacetate, because what happens with the oxaloacetate is once it goes into the bloodstream, it reacts with the enzyme glutamate oxaloacetate transaminase, which is just a huge word, but you can call it GOT. And through GOT, it combines with the glutamate. So the oxaloacetate and glutamate combine, and together they make something called alpha-ketoglutarate, which is brain protective as opposed to brain excitatory. And because of this, it gives us some chance that we may in the future be able to help with some of this brain inflammation and brain excitotoxicity, that's for sure.
So with oxaloacetate, can it help us rebuild brain power as we age, or rebuild brain power that's lost as a result of injury or exposure to some of these toxins that you've talked about?
Well, we can't really say for any kind of injury that oxaloacetate will help. This is just a dietary supplement. But can it help with the ravages of aging? I've seen it time and time again. My mom's 90 years old. When I give her the oxaloacetate, when she takes her capsules, she remembers where the keys are. Now, that's not necessarily a good thing, because she's 90. But we see this time and time again with especially with elderly people, that they seem to have more cognitive functioning. They seem to have clearer thoughts. And when I talk to other people about oxaloacetate, and I say, you know, why do you take it? They go, oh, well, I take it because I have brain fog. Okay, what does it do? Well, it helps me when I'm tired. I can operate better. I can write better. I can recall better. This is the comments that I'm getting back as a researcher from people who are actually taking oxaloacetate products.
So do supplements like this help daily or over time?
Well, people have asked me, when is the best time to take upgraded aging? Right now. Right now. I mean, why wait? Should you take it in the morning? Should you take it in the evening? How long should you take it? The most important thing is to take it daily, because what you're trying to do is turn on the genes that simulate this calorie-restricted metabolic state. And the best way to do that is every day, every day, every day, every day. In our animal models, we gave it to them their entire lifespan because we wanted to see what would happen over their entire lifespan. And what we saw is a decrease in inflammation. We saw a decrease in chronic conditions, such as curvature of the spine. We saw improved energy. We just saw healthier animals, and they lived longer. So it should be taken daily. It really, timing doesn't matter as long as you take it during the day. Some people, if they take it late at night, it causes them a little bit of sleeplessness because they're just so alive. So maybe a morning supplement. Other people need it, you know, in the mid-afternoon to just kind of get through the day.
So are the effects of this supplement felt immediately?
This is a very subtle supplement because you're turning on genes as opposed to a pharmacological effect. So in pharmacological effects, you feel the results immediately. You know, it's kind of like you have a hammer, you hit your hand hurts. With genomic type things, you turn on the genes and then you have to wait because the genes then produce proteins, and in order to produce enough proteins to have a measurable effect, it takes time. So in the case of oxaloacetate, most of the effects can be felt within 30 to 45 days. Some effects can be felt immediately, but they're very short-lived. For instance, an increase in endurance can be measured with oxaloacetate for 2 hours after you take it. And for that reason, a lot of triathletes and bicycle-type people take the product before they race. It's kind of funny. I asked one of them to do a testimonial for me, and they said, "What, are you crazy? I don't want to tell people about this. No way." Anyway, the pharmacological effects, increase in endurance, that can be felt immediately. A reduction in glutamate, that can be sometimes felt as a feeling of peace and better focus. But the real huge effects are after you take it for 30 to 45 days, where you get those gene expression changes, where you get the increases in mitochondrial density, where you get increase in glucose uptake to the cells. These are critical, fun things for your body.
So what are your top three recommendations for kicking more ass at life and being more bulletproof?
Oh, that's a great question. And obviously, take upgraded aging. That's number one, because it puts you in that calorie-restricted metabolic state that, you know, is so hard to achieve any other way. Another thing I would take is vitamin D. And then the last thing I would do is short-term interval exercises. You know, diet and exercise. It's kind of what you've been told all your life, right?
Alan, thank you so much for being here with us today.
You betcha. My pleasure.
If you haven't had a chance to check out our upgraded aging formula, it's worth a look. It's an amazing molecule you can take that helps you to mimic the effects of caloric restriction. You're probably already practicing bulletproof intermittent fasting. Adding something like upgraded aging formula helps your body to get the benefits of reducing calories without actually reducing calories. On top of that, upgraded aging formula helps your brain deal with large levels of glutamate, which is something that causes toxicity in the brain. So it helps a healthy brain stay healthy. It also has other very positive effects on maintaining healthy blood sugar levels and on other aging risk factors. This was the only supplement I've ever come across that very clearly impacts four different facets of aging. That's why I call it Upgraded Aging Formula, and it's available on upgradedself.com.
The Human Upgrade, formerly Bulletproof Radio, was created and is hosted by Dave Asprey. The information contained in this podcast is provided for informational purposes only and is not intended for the purposes of diagnosing, treating, curing, or preventing any disease. Before using any products referenced on the podcast, consult with your healthcare provider, carefully read all labels, and heed all directions and cautions that accompany the products. Information found or received through the podcast should not be used in place of a consultation or advice from a healthcare provider. If you suspect you have a medical problem or should you have any healthcare questions, please promptly call or see your healthcare provider. This podcast, including Dave Asprey and the producers, disclaim responsibility for any possible adverse effects from the use of information contained herein. Opinions of guests are their own, and this podcast does not endorse or accept responsibility for statements made by guests. This podcast does not make any representations or warranties about guest qualifications or credibility. This podcast may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products or services. Individuals on this podcast may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to herein. This podcast is owned by Bulletproof Media.